Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, 1090 AM, and of course the Sports Grid Radio Network. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa right here. We're live at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Tackle Day is happening. It is on. It is going on right now. Officially, it starts in about an hour, but officially, it's happening right now.
Tell that to the poor guys behind the line machine right now.
No, it's busy. It's busy, and we already talked about several of the deals, and we haven't even had a step up the mic guy up there yet, but we promised
this hour
we're going to take texts, we're going to take step up to the mics, and talk to a lot more people too. There's a lot of people to talk to here at Tackle Day. It's a busy day, and got a lot going on, right?
You're not kidding, man. Yeah, it's just a big day, and we're having a lot of fun on the show this morning. If you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. For sure, send those texts in to that Let's Talk Hookup app. That's the easiest way to do it. And the best thing, just come down to Tackle Day, man. We're having a great time. It's lots of fun. And you can step up to the microphone, see Gary White there, get your name in the hat. We are going to be giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. Costa's here in the parking lot. You can talk to the boys.
Bob, we're going to hear from Bob Hoos this hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And some fantastic deals on Costa Sunglasses, including if you buy a glass pair of 580 sunglasses from Costa,
the best,
you are going to get a $50 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. How about that?
To Costa's.
Yeah, to the Fisherman's Landing
to
Tackle
Fisherman's
Shop.
Landing
Tackle. Yeah, you get a free gift.
That you can spend today at Tackle Day.
You got it.
Wow, that's a great deal. Well, let's find out what's fighting today.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, and today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by our friends right down the street at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Listen to this. It sounds like a misread every time. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice.
Jeez.
Or $3.99 for 25-pound bag. As many of those as you want. $3.99. That's half the price of most of the others. Plus, you can get the 100 pounds of ice for your 35-gallon filled deal. We talk about that on Let's Talk Hookup. So popular. They also have Kirkland products lower than the prices of the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and more at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report with our buddy Chris from East Cape Smokehouse and Curing and Cantina. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Pedro, Rick, buenos dias.
Hey, did we leave you on hold for a while?
Thanks for hanging in, bro. That's my bad.
No worries, man. You guys got me back for falling in the briar patch last week.
Oh, man. Sorry to leave you there. But our communication here, we've been so busy. We're just like, what's going on? I don't know. But anyway, so what's happening to East Cape, man?
It sounds like a great event there today, guys. I wish I was there. And Pete, congratulations on the Beacon Award. Nobody deserves it more than you. So anyway, congrats on that. Yeah, of course, guys. So listen, man, we've had a pretty damn good week of fishing down here on the East Cape. Let's start off with the tuna. We got a couple of nice tuna schools about 25 miles out. And, you know, they're moving around, but they're right about 25 miles. Really nice, you know, 35, 40 pounders. You know, pretty productive week there. Lots of sailfish this week. They're everywhere. You know, we're still going strong on the blue marlin and the striped marlin, but really lots of sailfish. So, anglers are having a lot of fun catching those. Wahoo, man, Pedro, they got a lot closer than when we were looking for them. They were really close in off Punta Reina, just at the lighthouse, just to the south here. Not too bad, close in. Some nice 35, 40-pound wahoos coming in. We had a pretty good week of Dorado fishing as well. And for the most part, the most of the nice Dorado are coming off the shark buoys to the north off Punta Pescadero, you know, 5 to 8 to 10 miles out at the shark buoys. Some nice ones, 35, 35, 40 pounds. It seems to be the poundage coming in. And then a bunch of small rooster fish just right there at the mouth of the marina right there at La Rivera. Bait-wise, beautiful sardines. We've got some ballyhoo. So all in all, a great week of fishing. Pete, you met my partners, Beecher and Don, the day we went fishing on Vaquera. And Beecher went out on a half day yesterday on Vaquera and filmed a nice promotional video for the website at vaquerasportfishing.com, and so people will be able to see that. But he had a great day out on the water. So anyway, guys, a good week. You know, the season's winding down, but I mean, like I said, so less and less charters. We have a salt patrol tourney this week, but as we wind down, just keep a reminder that the fishing is actually good all year round here. It's just that we have to work around the wind, you know, come the end of November through April, but you know, still really good fishing when the wind's not blowing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hey, great to hear from you, Chris, and of course I believe kind of winding down your season down there, one more week of the great reports, or a couple more weeks of the great reports from Chris here on the show, but we're looking forward to having you back next Saturday, Chris, and thanks for the report, and sorry to leave you on hanging there for a while.
No worries, Pedro. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right.
Take care, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. Now we're going to talk to our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, and the Tackle Days gang there. A lot of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, it's busy, huh? Yeah.
Oh, God. I really was hoping to make it down this year just to check out all that stuff, but not going to happen, unfortunately. But it's awesome you got the rain to hold off until later in the day. You know, perfect timing. So, report, or lack thereof, I got a few random thoughts here for you, because just reports were just very scarce this week between the weather earlier and just the general time of year. You know, it's just getting tough to get that info. But, so we got two more months of cod fishing before it shuts down at the end of the year. And, of course, the cod fishing is fun, but while you're out there poking around the outside rocks, reefs, islands, and such, you know, be sure you keep a tuna-worthy jig stick handy with something appropriate tied on just in case a spot of bluefin or yellowfin pops up. And here's a perfect example. Danny just called me just a little bit ago with the report the fish dope guys had gotten of a spot of yellowfin that had showed up right outside of the 267. I'm guessing that was yesterday afternoon. And another spot just inside of White Rock at Clemente. So, you know, we're going to be seeing those spots of tuna pop up all winter long. We usually do. And if you got a jig stick handy, you might get a shot at catching one of them. So also, over Catalina, the halibut fishing last year got started really early. And it looks like the same thing is happening this year again. That shallow-water halibut fishing, you know, on the beaches there, 10 to, like, 40, 50 feet like that. It's already getting started, you know, and most of that fish is 8 to 12 and a few 20s in there, but it's really something fun to do all winter long. It worked out for the last two seasons. Also, Catalina, last night I was watching a little video that Eric and Matt had done while they were fishing bass or at the East End, and that reminded me of a customer I had come in this past week who asked about a great big calico bass we've got on the wall. It was a 12 1/4 pound calico the guy caught on the breakwater. Beautiful mount. And he said it was similar to one that he caught at Catalina last summer on a mackerel. And what was really interesting about his story is his bass had four other hooks in it. So he took his hook out plus the other four and let it go. So there's still a great big one swimming around the east end of Catalina somewhere. And they love those mackerels, guys. All those big bass, yellow sea bass, they love those mackerels. Don't worry about fishing them. And so just a heads up, guys. The store is going to be closed this coming week. We're taking a few days off. It's going to be nice. And so the store is going to be closed. We will be answering the phone. And next Saturday, in case I'm going to be still gone, and if it's okay with you, Pete, I'm going to have the world famous Danny Lynch fill in, you know, the main guy from Fish Girl fulfilling.
All right.
How fantastic is that?
That'd be fun.
Well, that's good. You deserve a little time off and enjoy it. And, of course, fishdope.com. You can hear Danny next Saturday then. And the boys, they always have the latest stuff. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you except for this week?
Except for this week, we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number, we will be answering a phone, 714-840-4262. And the website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And this is the time of year to start thinking about the bait tanks in addition to all the tackle stuff we got. But the bait tank thing, get them ordered now so we're not freaking out in the springtime when everybody wants to go fishing.
Oh, yeah, for
wise call on that, for sure.
Definitely. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we will talk. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Well, hey, we're having a great time here now. Just got on the line. Our good buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is up next. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Having a lot of fun down here at Fisherman's Landing. And, boy, we heard there's still some good fishing to be had. What's going on?
There is. It had to happen eventually. It did slow down a bit this week. We had some weather early in the week that put a kibosh on some of the trips there. But overall, the boats getting out are still catching fish. Those half-day trips are doing really well on that deep-water rock fishing. Limits of rockfish are close to on most of those. And like we talked about, it's like severe freezer filler. You don't have to do the day and a half right now. You can do the half-day trip and, you know, load up on some fish there, have some fish tacos. Hey, we've talked about it before, you know. It's like Thanksgiving come up. Good time to have some fish tacos or bluefin for Thanksgiving. And the way things are going now, it looks like we might still get that. Full-day trips, a little slower. Like I said, they didn't get out for a few days there between the weather and then just a little tougher fishing conditions. They did see some yellowtail yesterday. Good bottom fishing there. Day and a half, earlier in the week, the Tribute did come back with some yellowfin. They had 13 yellowfin for the guys there on that day and a half trip. But that's a long trip and a little tougher there. But that one is good. We have some boats out right now, so we're just waiting to hear from them. And hopefully they keep that going. So, like I said, overall, still some pretty good fishing in the mix there. The fish are catching are pretty good. A little blip there with that weather kind of slowed things down a bit, but we're still online pretty much for everything there, those half days, full days, a day and a half. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for all those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And when you guys are done slumming it over at Fisherman's Landing, come on over and, you know, get some burritos and get on the boat and go fishing.
Busy day over here today, tackle day, and maybe you should come over here and get some tackle bargains.
Yeah, or hit up the taco truck, man. We got Taco Del Oro. Yeah, we got it on site for you, Marcos. And you can see the beautiful Fisherman's Landing and just, you know, get eyes on what the first class operation looks like.
Oh, here we go.
Step on up.
Hey, Marcos, always great to hear from you. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, buddy.
Well, talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Want to remind you, sponsored by the very best, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today. And a big thanks to Merrily, too. They gave us a really great prize for our Friends Aralo raffle that we're doing today.
Wow.
Just a hand-picked it, hat, shirt, t-shirt, swag, gift certificate, the whole nine, and just really, really sweet of her and everybody at the team at Fisherman's Processing for taking such good care of us at Tackle Day today.
That is so cool. That is cool. Hey, John from Dallas, Texas is here. He's been here since early this morning. Go ahead and step up to that mic, John, and as we welcome Bob Hoos from Costa. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning.
Great to hear from you, Bob.
Appreciate you guys have laid the groundwork. It's going to be a beautiful day, and how cool is this? If you want to try on some Costas, you can look right out the water.
Yeah,
different lens colors.
Got them
all
right here, man.
Stuff.
Yep, there
yeah.
we go.
Hey, real quick, I brought Ricky a present today.
Hey,
I was cleaning out my garage. I know he's a big fan of old surface iron.
All right,
I do.
And I found this one. I don't know if it's a good one, but it says Hustler on the back, and it's like,
How cool.
That's
awesome.
It looks like a total old school yellow tail.
Awesome,
yeah,
man.
From the 70s. Hustler. It's kind of fitting.
Yeah, I love
it. Catch one on that one.
I will catch one in a year. That's awesome. Who's cool?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, John, nice to have you here. Do you have a question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, I just came to buy a reel.
Oh, yeah?
I got such a good deal on a reel. Right?
Yeah? Tell us about it.
I bought a Talico 16A.
Oh, right.
The new Talico?
And my friends make fun of me because I use a Talico 12. So now I stepped up.
It's a great reel. They're both great reels. Now you have two. And you got free Power Pro on it, too, right?
Yes.
How about
Power
that?
Pro and Wind On Leader.
Sweet.
That's awesome, buddy.
It's all part of the package.
They took care of me here.
Yeah, they should. They should. Well,
thank you.
Well, nice to see you.
Thanks, John. That's awesome.
Nice to see you. This is the guy you hear almost every weekend on Let's Talk Hook Up, John from Dallas. So you can actually see the guy right here. Thanks, John. I appreciate you supporting the show and coming down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day. So tell me about the deal going on Costa today.
So the big deal is the $50 gift card. I'm hearing rumblings up and down this aisle, and that in itself is something to get you down here and do a little shopping. As you mentioned before, there's a lot of really cool brands here down this way, the JRI and the jigging guys.
Yeah, they're from West Coast Jiggers and Maxell.
So it's almost like a walking seminar.
Yeah.
And then after the seminar, you can do a little shopping.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got a brand new order of new styles of Costas, all the different lens frames we're setting up right over there.
Yeah.
And this outdoor venue is perfect for what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And trying
so
a different lens.
One of the new lenses, super cool, is the gold.
The gold, yeah.
Love the gold.
Yeah, the gold is a rose base, and it makes the colors pop. And it's personal preference. I've got my favorites are the green mirror.
That's still my favorite.
Yeah, copper
but
silver
rose,
mirror.
The rose is still
rose
right
is,
there.
Rose is in the running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to, certainly on a day like this, the rose is a rock star.
Today'd be a good gold lens day.
So green mirror, my everyday choice. Of course, when I'm driving and just hanging out,
I
love the straight gray. The straight gray is great.
Interesting enough, though, a lot of guys that want sunglasses for low light and driving is the Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Sunrise Silver.
Yeah, it's a good driving lens.
Yeah.
And also for overcast days, early morning, and a lot of the guys that are sight fishing are doing the Sunrise Silver.
The Sunrise Silver Mirror.
But if you have light eyes, green or blue eyes, and you're sensitive to the sun, it's not a lens for you on a bright, sunny day.
So the difference between the new gold and like the green mirror or copper base.
So
is it darker or lighter?
No. The gold mirror is a rose base.
Right.
Green mirror is got a copper base.
It's a copper base.
So
are they lighter or darker? Which
the gold is lighter than the green.
Lighter.
Yeah,
okay.
Lighter than the green. So very overcast days, and it's like a cool sensation on your eyes. It's like it makes the colors like soft and cool. You got a gold lens on. You look cool. You're a rock star.
They're pretty cool.
You walk on the sport boat with a jig stick and rocking Costa gold mirror, people are going to be like, that's the guy.
What's your color every day?
Every day, is gray.
It's gray.
On the boat, I've got two pairs. I got the green mirror and I got the copper silver mirror for different lighting.
Yeah.
But I switch it up, and, you know, some of our captains will tell me about a lens that they like, and I'll try it. I'm like, oh, man, I get that. I mean, they're out on the water 200 days, so those guys are feeding us the info on what lens color we should be wearing.
We used to never do green mirrors for guys going offshore. Like, back in the old days, it was blue mirror offshore.
Yeah.
Green mirror was for a redfish guy.
Yeah.
And then Hoos and Lasley came on the show.
Steve Lasley started that,
I remember Hoos and Lasley were both here, and Las said, no, green mirror is like the very best for seeing fish offshore. And ever since then, it is just the popularity of green mirror for offshore has taken over. We probably sell more. We sell, I shouldn't say more, but we sell as
green
much green
blue.
Mirror as we do blue mirror.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it wasn't even close. Yeah.
Jamie had Seasons also is a big Green Mirror fan, Benny.
The thing that's so fun about a day like today is, like, you'll look around and three quarters, you know, of the guys behind every booth are all wearing a pair of Kosas, and you can literally talk to them. I mean, like, you know, you can talk to the guys at the Costa booth, find a frame, and, you know, whatever, whether it be the pros from the Penn booth or the Shimano booth or Daiwa or whoever it is. You know, Matt Brawl is going to be here from Captain Concepts. Like, all those guys, like, you get to talk to everybody in the industry today and you know, pick their brain over to the Costa booth.
And get some great time.
Exactly.
Another, you got to remember this for your girlfriends, your wives, lady friends, Clemente. Clemente is our new ladies' Clemente. Named it after one of the Dana Ward sport boats. Clemente is awesome.
Okay.
Super popular. The chicks are going crazy.
Oh, is that
Clemente.
Right?
Yeah. And then that same version in the guy style is Sueños.
Sueños.
Sueños. Like, I put Sueños on and I'm like 40 years old.
Like,
yeah, you can put them on. You'll be a young guy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Sueños is like really hip West Coast. And the Clemente is like
for the
Christmas.
So
yeah,
you can try all these new pairs.
Right there. Yeah.
All right.
Right
you
out
can, you
front.
Can, so you can go pick what lens works for you.
Yeah.
Go out to the water. And
you don't even have to go out to the water. We can see the water from our
booth. Right,
yeah. We're in your backyard.
Yeah. So, and then the deal today only.
$50 gift card for Fisherman's Landing. And we have a gift with purchase at Costa.
And we have, in addition to the
$50. Yes.
And that's for any, like,
you're
going to
walk away
like a 580 lens.
Yeah, you're going to walk away with, like, $75, like, discount
of
value.
Sick.
And,
if
you have some shopping to do for Christmas, I mean, today is the day.
Yeah.
And that $50 gift card can be redeemed immediately. Like,
yeah.
If you go and buy a brand new pair of Costa Shades, it's any glass lens, $50 gift card, any polycarbonate lens, $25. You pay for your ticket, you get handed that gift card, and then you can, you know, if you want to turn right back around and go buy something else, you want to get 2-for-1 fluorocarbon, you want to buy your jigs, whatever. You can,
what about
you
King Tide?
We have a bunch. We love them.
Yeah.
We love King Tide.
Then you get $50.
Yeah, just tell your customers that they need to try the sunglasses on because every face is different.
Totally.
You don't want it to pinch your temples.
Right.
After 4 or 5 hours, you'll get a headache. So make sure it fits your face. Make sure you like how it looks on you, and then pick your lens color and your goal.
And that's the cool thing about Costa is that they have the whole Pro Series. They have the regular series.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a regular series guy. I like the kind of the stable thing.
Old school.
But the Pro Series is so nice because you can adjust everything.
Yeah.
It.
Hey, real quick, you've been plugging everyone here, and thank you. It's great. I need to plug Let's Talk Hookup Show. So last weekend, I was working on my boat, had the radio on, listening to you guys. And tomorrow, I'm going to rent one of those little boats out at Dana Landing.
Dude,
you guys
know that? So much fun.
Yeah,
it's such a cool thing to do.
I wrote it down. I go, I'm going to do that next weekend because I'll be in San Diego.
I'll tell you who you need to talk to before you bail. I'll do you one better. What you need to do is attend our last seminar of the day. It's at 1:30.
I'm there.
Benny Florentino and
Matt
Father-son. You want to talk about two Mission Bay masters?
Whoa.
Yeah, go hit the boys.
I saw Matt. He's over here.
Right there.
At the Salty.
Yeah. New gig.
And so Benny, his dad's going to be here too.
Yeah. Benny and Matt are going to be doing it together. Father-son duo. Talk about, some legit hammers. That's going to be
a rad one
today. Yeah, we're really pumped on that.
Yeah, you guys did great. I mean, that was a huge plug, and I'm stoked to fish tomorrow.
Totally. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on, Hoos.
Hey,
that'll be at 1:30, the Benny and Matt seminar.
All right. Mo, you're up. You're up. Good morning. Thanks for coming down to Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for being here at Tackle Day.
Hey, Mo.
Nice to see you.
Good morning, guys. A question for Rick.
Yeah, buddy.
I go down to Mexico and I fish the Gabrias on the shelves there. What lure should I buy for that?
Ooh, So in terms of taking advantage of a deal, there's a couple things. What you really need to do is go inside and talk to Dylan. And Dylan is Bahia de Los Angeles, like born and raised. Dylan's dad, J.J. Garrettson, albacore fisherman and sport boat guy for forever. They've had a house down there, and he grew up doing that. And we sell a lot of different baits, surface irons and jerk baits. He is convinced that the particular APT, the larger of the two, APTCO jerk bait, which we have for, I believe, on sale for 50% off outside. But go inside, find Dylan, and say, hey, I want Cabrilla lures, and he will walk out and handpick them for you. But that APTCO jerk bait, the larger of the two, and in particular, he likes that blueback pink mackerel. That's if you ask a kid that is born and raised fishing Cabrilla out there, that's his favorite jerk bait. And the nice thing about those APTCO baits is they're heavy duty hooks, heavy duty rings. A lot of those things work fine maybe for bass up here, but if you want to put them to the riggers or Cabrilla fishing, you need to change all the hardware. You don't with these. They're ready to go out of the package.
Okay.
But that would be my thought. That, or I'm a diehard surface iron guy till I die, and a 240 two-fist jig surface iron probably my favorite for in terms of a surface iron.
Robbie Gant from APTCO is here. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, fellas.
And Robbie has probably some input on that for you for L.A. Bay.
L.A. Bay Cabrilla.
He already nailed it.
Yeah. That jerk bait is legit, Mark. Yeah. It's really, really good.
And I'm only good for about 10 casts anyway, so I'm not a big
The other one you might look at, too, also from that APTCO line, is they have a lure called the Swimmer, and it's like it's almost like a cross between a jerk bait and a surface iron and a wax wing. If you took all those things together and put good hardware on it, that would be another very worthy one.
Yellows love that thing.
Okay, I'll go see Jalen now.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, buddy.
All right,
thanks, Bo.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate that. And
Okay, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be talking more with Robbie Hoos and all the great guys here at Tackle Day. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like APTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on APTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Sagro Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering a truly truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, qcsafaris.com.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here live at Tackle Days. See a big line forming up at the outside booth. I know the inside's going crazy.
Busy, man.
Again, a half hour from the official start. I think it's going to be a big one
it's
today.
It's still going off.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think it's officially started here. And I see Benny Florentino over there with his son, too. So that seminar is coming up at 1:30.
Yeah, that's going to be a really cool one. We have three seminars throughout the day. Again, starting at 9:15, like we said, Captain Matt Brawla from Two Fish Jigs in the San Diego.
Wow.
That's going to be awesome. And then at 12 o'clock, the whole team from Mike and from West Coast Jiggers and then Brian Nguyen is going to be talking all things vertical speed jigging, tuna fishing, techniques, rods, all that. And then the father-son duo, Benny and Matt, at 1:30.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And Robbie, so AFCO, your AFCO booth, what do you have going on?
I had to bring a sheet of paper.
Yeah, a cheat sheet.
It's a long list. But, yeah, I'm all kinds of awesome sales. I think probably the buy one, get one free on Psycho Pro.
Insane.
What?
Insane.
Wow.
And obviously right now we've got incredible swordfish going on, so 25% off your rod belts and harnesses. And
25% off?
25% off gaffs.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
And then
across the board.
Including the breakaway for a swordfish?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all there. 35% off all of our bags. Gloves are 33% off. Shorts, $15 off. We've got our t-shirts.
Wait a minute, 35% off all the bags?
Yeah. I mean, it's actually, here it is.
You
got,
right
here. Got my cheat sheet.
Yeah. And what else? I'm sorry. I keep hearing these deals. Like, what?
And if it's not marked, it's 10% off. So
wow.
Everything AFCO's on sale today.
And the jigs are buy one, get one free.
The line is buy one, get one. And then the lures, they've got all kinds of different prices. But they're all marked way down from your everyday price.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
It is for sure the best one we do of the year. We have a lot of sales. And, like, you know, often a sale setting, we might get lucky enough to get to offer Psycho Pro at buy two, get one free. But this is the only time. It's buy one, get one
get
free.
Get one free.
Across the board.
Yeah.
How cool.
Wow. And then the lures are, is that part of the buy two, get one free?
Everything inside, buy two, get one free. And then in the outside booth, they're marked down to a discount even greater than that. You know, buy two, get one free equates to a 33% off. We have some AFCO lures that are down as low as 70% off outside.
What?
Yeah. It's just, it's the one time, one day, one big sale. Let's get with it.
Yeah. And the advantage of those lures is that they come with the right gear. You don't have to buy hooks for them. You don't have to buy split rings.
That was the whole point of when we designed those lures, you know, just being a fisherman myself and go, you know, and buying lures my entire life, you'd always get a great lure. And then the first thing you'd have to do is take the split rings off and the hooks off. And then you got to go buy the Owner Hyperwire split ring and the ST66 treble and just to make it, you know, tuna friendly.
Put another $20
in. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So these right out of the box are ready to go.
They're ready to go. So CCA, Grabby's, among other things, is a huge CCA supporter, and you're the president of the L.A. chapter this year.
Yeah, the South L.A. chapter. So we've got next Sunday, November 10th, at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club is our annual barbecue, our annual banquet.
Big event.
Yeah, it's huge. Right now we've got 19 or 20 tables sold. There's 10 people to a table, so we're looking at close to 200 people if every table gets full. The guys have done a great job. You know, you can go to. We still have openings for more people, so if you're out there and you want to come to our event, it's next Sunday. It's $75 a person. If you want to buy a table, it's for 10 people. It's $700. We have the Calabasas Catering Company comes out. It's a fantastic barbecue. All the free beers you'd ever want to drink and sodas and waters. But this year, I want to say, like, our raffle, silent auction, and live auction's a banger. We've got over $18,000 worth of items that we're going to be raffling and auctioning off. A couple of key items. I don't remember the actual model numbers, but Randy at United Composites gave us three rods. There's a Raptor, a 9E, and then there was another rod. Anyways, but they're one of a kind. He built them.
Wow, how cool. It's one off.
It's a one off. You cannot get them anywhere else. And then we do have a CalStar 100J mag that you can only get as a blank, but CalStar is actually going to factory wrap it for us.
That's awesome.
So again, so we've got four more like one-of-one rods, you know, priceless kind of items if you're really into that. And then everything else in between. I mean, I've got a Glock 22 that we're going to have. In a, so, yeah, we've just got everything.
Yeah, does Governor Newsom know about that?
Yeah. But, I mean, but the whole thing, like all the money that we're going to raise next week, you know, it all goes to CCA, you know, California.
Awesome.
You know, we're always up against, you know, Governor Newsom and his
cronies.
So it's just a big fight, you know, and we want to make sure that we continue to have the rights to fish. You know, it's our right to fish. It's not a privilege to fish. It's our right.
Right.
And
no
we
question.
Are making sure that we continue that and that our future generations can go out there and catch fish.
And you guys at APCO lead the pack when it comes supporting our right and our love to go fishing. And Bill Shedd and nobody donates more money, nobody donates more time than Bill, you, and all the guys at APCO.
Yeah, they do an amazing job. It's just like their 10% pledge. We don't really preach it a whole lot, but you know, everything that we make, 10% of the profits from APCO always go back to fisheries.
Back to the fisheries.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's pretty amazing, yeah. Hey, Jay from OB is here. Jay, you still hanging around? Hey, Jay, step up to that mic and you have a question. What's up, Jay?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Question is, I'm going to buy probably the 10 Saragossa. What's the best line I should put down on that one for that? And then what's the rod I need to pair that with?
Ooh, some good questions.
Robbie, what do you think? You used to be in that.
Put Robbie's old hat back on.
Yeah.
10,000 Saragossa.
I would do 65-pound Max Quattro.
Totally.
For sure. The rods, I've been out of it for a couple of years now. I don't know what their new latest.
For me, it's a Terramar. I love those things. I think that it's the right rod for not spending a ton of dough. I do an 8-foot Terramar, probably a medium heavy to heavy. The other rods that I really like a lot that are a little more spendy, but certainly not out of budget, are the Grappler series. And the Shimano Grappler, like an 82H or an 83H, would be probably the right size for a 10,000 reel, maybe even as light as an MH, but probably the 82H Shimano Grappler. It's in that same category cost as the Saragossa, you know, that $300-ish range. So, I mean, it's a high-end rod for sure. You could save a few bucks by going Terramar, but if you were wanting to pull on bigger fish, tunas and things like that, I'd go more the Grappler side. Now, this is going to be more inshore, Cabrilla yellow, things like that, than maybe go the Terramar side.
But now with the wrapper, could it still catch the smaller stuff?
Oh, of course, yeah, for sure. Just you're paying the extra bucks for a little more lifting power, higher-end components. It's a two-piece rod, which is nice, and they do a really cool two-piece with those. It ferrules at the handle, not in the middle of the rod, so none of the bend of the rod is affected by being two-piece. You know, the part that's supposed to stay straight at the handle, that's where it ferrules. So
it is a difference between a two-piece and a solid piece. I mean, you'd think a two-piece would be worse. I don't know.
It's not better or worse necessarily, but it's very difficult to make a rod to continue to bend appropriately through a joint or through a ferrule. And so this one ferrules at the handle. So the part of the rod that's supposed to stay straight anyways, you're not worried about affecting how that bends or not. So, yeah, it's just a really slick rod.
Go to the Shimano booth there. Here.
That's the booth. Yeah, totally.
Check them out. And they're on sale.
Yeah, you got a 15% off the rods, 10% off all the reels, free Spectra. It's a can't miss for sure.
All right.
And one quick one. Do they make a Carolina Snap-on already pre-rigged?
Carolina rig. I'm sure gettable and I'm sure doable, but I don't know of one that's done. But it's just so quick with the swivel that
Totally.
All right. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate that. What?
I gotta say this one real fast. So this was a very special thing that we just got dropped off. It's from JRI.
Yeah.
There was a lure years ago called the Hooker Intruder, and it was about the most popular Wahoo trolling lure around. The ones that like pop up on, you know, internet auctions go for the hundreds of dollars. Jerry has all of the tooling and bought the rights to make them, and like makes a few, and they're impossible to get, and he donated three of them to our friends Aralo Rapids.
Whoa!
Usually when these things like hit some kind of online auction, they go in the multi-hundreds of dollar range.
No way.
And he made three of them just for our Tackle Day raffle today. So we're going to be giving away away one at each of the raffles.
And so that's right here. You can buy it from Mrs. Max of Dallas over there and her friends. You buy those raffle tickets, and when's all that stuff going on?
We do one after each of our seminars. So, you know, I would say they'll be around probably 10:30, 1 o'clock, and then our final one happens usually like around 2, 2:30, something like that. Just right after the seminars
wrap
up.
On a Facebook and YouTube live night. Hard to see that's what they are.
That was the lure of the last week. You joked they were made of unobtainium. That's what those are. Like, you cannot get those, and they're such good Wahoo trolling lures. So that was really generous. And
doesn't make very many of them?
They're just, they can't keep up with making the jigs. These are way more time consuming, and they're just a very special thing like that. And their jig deal is really cool too. In addition to the buy two get one free, like we're doing with JRI, if you buy four jigs, you also get the two free that you would get from us. And they make a brand new, they call it the Depth Charger. It's a very high end, you know, Eddie Bomb style lure made from JRI. Really high end hooks, really high end. It's got a treble and assist hooks. It's a $40 value. You get that for free.
For free.
So if you go into the shop, buy JRI, you buy four lures, you're going to walk away with six, and you're going to go to that booth and get a $40 fully rigged Depth Charger bomb also, too. Yeah.
And that's only today.
Just today.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's amazing. Baja Ben. Hey, Ben. It looks like you loaded up there. Look at that. New rods. You got a whole bag of tackle there.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
No, I'm the unofficial tackle director for our little tournament we're doing in San Quintin. So brought my buddy down, got him set up with a Torium 20 with some 65-pound braid and 40-pound.
Nice.
Got him hooked up with one of them pen rods, a 30 to 60, 7.5 for more yo-yo setups. Shorter.
Sweet.
Maybe not get as tired.
How much was that rod?
Half off. Couldn't believe it.
That's
half
awesome.
Off.
Awesome.
$150, I think.
Wow.
Out the door,
sweet.
You know? I think it's almost a $300 rod.
Yeah.
You know? The other one was a $180 rod, $80 out the door.
Half off.
Or something.
And that was outside here.
Yeah, outside. They're going fast. You got to get that.
How fast?
Any other recommendations, though, that you got maybe for the tournament? You know, yo-yo fishing, bottom fishing, anything you guys might be able to throw in, give us a little edge on the winning, you know?
If I was picking a winner on a yo-yo jig, boy, that's a tough call. Yo-yo jig's one of those things, right place, right time. Maybe those brass jigs that we were talking about earlier this morning.
Fish, yeah.
Get yourself down fast. But, that's a tough one. Certainly a lot of good ones. I'll tell you one place that maybe you score some really good ones with jigs that we didn't talk about this morning was the mystery boxes.
Oh.
And you see those going, you know, kind of everybody's got one there. The mystery boxes we have at two levels. One of them are one box for $50, the other for $100. A $50 box is guaranteed to have a minimum of $125 worth of SoCal fishing tackle in it. It might be jigs, it might be clothing, it might be tools, it might be fluoro. We don't know. $50 guarantees you $125 worth of merchandise. The $100 mystery box guarantees that you get $250 worth of stuff. You don't know what's in it until you open it. There are no returns or no going back. It's the gamble, but it's guaranteed to be a minimum of $125 or a minimum of $250. And at both levels, there's some extreme prizes. We have a two-speed lever drag reel in one of them. We got a bait motel. We got rods. We got TLD 15s in one of them. So all those boxes we learned last year have a certificate in them because all the runs they had reels, guys were shaking them, and they, okay, there's a reel rumbling around, and this one's all taken. So we got smart. So some of them just have a certificate that says you just won a brand new two-speed lever drag reel. But
but
that's a really popular one, as you can see all these boxes going up to the counter here. That's what those are, the mystery boxes.
The mystery box.
$50 gets you a guaranteed of $125 worth of goodies. The $100 box, guaranteed $250.
Wow,
so Ricky, which one do I need to buy?
The one that's got the reel in it is that one up top in the back there. Yeah, we put it behind all the others.
Yeah,
so grab that one.
Lance and Vista. Lance, is still around? Lance, thanks
What's up,
for
Lance?
Coming by, Lance. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
You guys doing?
Great to see you
Good
guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just want to start by saying that.
Step right up to that mic there.
Just want to start by saying what a great event. You know, it's great to be down here, seeing you guys support the tackle and the fishing industry and just promoting this great event. Mo, my dad just got me my Christmas present.
Mo's your dad.
Hey, right on.
Look at that.
Just want to start with that great deal he got here. He got, I think it was a, not the Torium, it's a Trinidad, I think Trinidad 30A.
All right. Great. Cool.
Yeah, so it's going to replace my old beat up Torium. But they also said that you guys are still servicing the Toriums, which is actually good to know. Didn't have to worry about that. He's getting the new one. But still, when I was in there, I kind of heard the knowledgeable staff in there talking about, you know, they again, great. great deal. You get the free Spectra backing. Mm-hmm. We were talking about putting this top shot on there, and it seems like there's still, I know you guys talked about this a lot probably, but, you know, the guy was talking about putting either Spectra or fluoro or mono on your top shot. And is there a really good rule of thumb? I know some people put mono, but then have the connection, another connection, so you have now three knots. Is there a really good rule of thumb about, you know, putting, because we got the nice Spectra on there, now we got to put the top shot. What do you think we should go with on that?
There's no right or wrong thing, and all of them have their pros and cons.
Yeah.
You know, hearing from Mo and knowing that you guys like to do a lot of Baja and lure casting and Cabrilla fishing, I think a longer top shot of monofilament is probably your best bet. It's easier to cast. It's more forgiving. But there's pros and cons to everything. Filling the reel directly full of your Power Pro and then fishing a short top shot allows for no stretch. You can fish heavier line. You can get greater line capacity. So there's plenty of pros and cons to each. But monofilament is just easier on the angler, easy to cast, allows you to make a lot more mistakes and not pay the price from it.
And one other thing, he said there's maybe an opinion about how the either mono or the
fluorocarbon.
Fluoro changes the way the lure moves through the water. What's your take on that? Is there really something there?
There is some. It matters slightly less in saltwater fishing the way that we do things, but the thought on that is like poppers and lures that stay on the surface, fluorocarbon sinks more than monofilament does, so that can affect how, like, if you have a relatively heavy top shot of fluorocarbon, it can pull the nose of your popper down and maybe not make it fish as effectively. It's greater exaggerated in freshwater when you have lighter lines and much smaller lures. A big popper doesn't get affected as bad, but it does, you know, and it's certainly something to think about. Mono floats more, Spectra sinks more. So depending on what your lure is doing, that might aid in what you one way you went or another.
All right, thanks, guys.
No, hey, thanks. A nice sweatshirt.
Yeah.
The Apco sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
Like
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
From the show. So.
Right on. Great. All right. Thanks for coming down. Dave and Powie, you're next up. Dave. Nice to see you, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Good morning, guys. The crowd is building here. It's good to see
it
you.
It is.
And I'm here taking advantage of Tackle Day. We've got a couple of charters going, and the Charter Masters asked me to find some raffle items.
Hey, so there you go.
Oh,
I've been
nice.
Shopping and giving you some business. We patronize you throughout the year, of course, when you fish. Question for you, Rick, and that is, I was wondering if you could speak to what goes into deciding what deserves, in new product that is, shelf space. Yeah, how you go about that? Is it ICAST that influences that when they introduce new products?
Our biggest way that we add new products, something that we've never had, is by customer demand, and we get hit up every day by somebody that makes the newer version of whatever something else that already exists, and our blanket answer is it's up to you to create a demand for it wanting to be in here. There's some things that are compelling and obvious, and this thing is going to kick serious butt, and it's going to be in here, but everybody makes a fishing t-shirt today, but Fishworks has been making t-shirts since the 80s, and AFCO and Salty, you know, like, it's up to somebody to create their product and get their buzz and have people, like, we need to be, you know, asked by a customer all the time, hey man, why don't you have this brand product, or can you get me this thing? So that has a lot of influence. Or if it's something that we, you know, no doubt, oh my god, this is it, look how much better this particular lure is and what's out there, and that goes in.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks,
and
Dave.
The other
appreciate
thing I was going to say was a compliment to your crew.
Very
you guys
thank
invariably
you.
Do a good job of, you know, not encouraging an oversale.
That's right.
Steering us toward the, you know, just
the right
product.
Stuff.
That is very
the
important
right
to us. And
Dave,
nice of you to say. Thank you.
Nice thanks. For that. Thanks for coming by. Lawrence, Fishworks.
How's it going?
What's up,
Fishworks?
Lawrence? Great to hear
you. See you, buddy.
See you. You've got a whole thing going on right next to us. People have been watching it on the YouTube and Facebook all morning. You guys are busy over there.
Yeah, well, the girls are busy. I'm just talking.
You're just talking.
Yeah, out.
Boy. Anything new? What are you selling over there?
We're selling, you know, we have everything down here pretty much, but everything is for the hats. They're $10 off. T-shirts are $10 off. All the bottoms, shorts, pants are $15 off, and the same with the jackets. And everything inside the store is pretty much the same price. And we brought a couple new items, like T-shirts that, you know, like the jig shirt I got on.
Oh, nice.
Right now,
yeah.
So
love the Baja tripping shirts.
Oh, we love that.
Really cool.
Yeah. I just got back from Baja, so that was
yeah,
great.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
It's always good.
Better waves or better fish?
It was equally as good.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And,
good answer.
I took all of the above. Right. It was great waves. We had had those two swells back to back, and then the fishing obviously was good. I had a young surf family from Salt Creek that I took down there, and they caught their first yellowtail, first Sierra, you know, first calico bass.
Rad.
Took them out on the Ponga. You know, we did the Estero thing as well. You know, great halibut fishing, all that.
How fun is that? Roy, you still around? Roy from San Diego? You still around?
Hey,
there's Roy.
Roy
right there. We're trying to sneak in Roy here. He's been patiently waiting.
Hey, congratulations, Pete, by the way, for that award there coming up in the next year.
Thanks.
Quick question, especially with a guy for Lawrence here. Looking for a rain jacket, something I can wear actually in the rain. Maybe that's a couple of hours. I'm on a hot bike. Don't want to leave. I don't care about getting wet, but don't want to get soaked. You guys, something available? Or?
Well, we have a lightweight one that we sell that's perfect for, you know, type of fishing we do here, you know, like whether you're bait fishing or nighttime fishing, and it's packable, you know. And then Robbie, you know, the Avco has something that's a little more technical. You know, we used to do something a lot more technical, but for our kind of guy who just wants, you know, for sport boat fishing, they want something that's durable, tough, and keeps them dry for, you know, those moments of nighttime fishing, and then you can get in and out of it fairly quick.
And then, Robbie, you guys at AFCO have multiple layers of different things,
yeah,
right?
And so that would be, you know, depending on, like, how much you wanted to spend, you know, you can buy a really nice jacket for $80, and you can spend $500, you know, so it really all depends on what you're looking for. But, you know, to Lawrence's point, like, the durability, you know, the water resistance, just everything that goes into it. There's it's like a fishing rod or a reel. There's just multiple levels that you can go up and go down.
Yeah, and because you guys cater to guys that are in cold environments as well as warm environments.
Yeah, you know, especially with, you know, the last couple of years, we've gotten pretty heavy into the freshwater bass world, you know, and so those guys are obviously fishing, you know, the St. Lawrence River or, you know, the places up in Michigan where
stuff
it gets freezing cold, you know. Yeah. Like, even.
And the cool thing, too, is you have layers, too.
Yes,
you're,
absolutely.
You're very good with the layers.
From A to Z, we've got it all. Yeah,
hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning this $300 gift certificate to Costa. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start, with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time.
Yeah, and your wife, Dallas,
yep,
the winner. And who is it?
Hey, look at that. We had Jay from OB. You got yourself a $300.
Jay, if you're still
yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got it. There he is right there.
There he is right there.
$300 coming to Costa Sunglasses.
Costa,
congratulations,
yeah,
man. That's
Dallas
awesome, Jay.
Dallas Maxa over there. She did it. And thank you all for being here. Of course, Tackle Day, it's going to happen all day today till 3 o'clock outside.
You got it.
All evening in the inside.
Yeah, by 5:36 when we shut her up today, we'll be it. But, yeah, come on down. Having a great time. Killer deals on tackle. Seminars, raffles, casting contests, great food. It's going to be an awesome day.
Yeah, so give us a rundown on the seminars. Schedule again.
Seminars, again, start at 9:15. With Captain Matt Brawler from Two Fish Jigs. Then at 12 o'clock, Brian Wynn and the guys from West Coast Jiggers. And then wrapping up will be Benny and Matt Florentino, and that's at 1:30.
1:30. And then, of course, at every seminar, you're going to be drawing from the raffle prizes here.
Yeah, all right. Of our raffles will happen approximately an hour after the seminars.
Okay.
As soon as they wrap up, then we'll do a round of raffles after each.
How's your voice going to hold up?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, you do all those raffles, too. And then, of course, don't forget the pick a box at the Rao, and you get the grand raffle prizes too. And boy, what a
lots of great deals today.
Thank you very much to JP for manning the phones and the board back there at Sports Grid. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And of course, thanks to all of you that showed up here this morning. Thanks to Doug Kern and all his staff for being here at Tackle Day. Tomorrow morning, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. He's out fishing swords right now, so he'll have a fresh report tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, 1090 AM, and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.